Actress Patricia Arquette declares Trump a national security risk after admin warns Russia about terror plot. By Warner Todd Houston on November 5, 2019. Actress Patricia Arquette launched a Twitter attack on President Donald Trump after his administration warned the Russian government about a potential terror attack. "I'm going to say it again," Patricia Arquette tweeted on November 4. "Trump is a national security risk, and you are all complicit." Arquette then appended a link to a Daily Beast article about the administration's furtive attempts to cooperate with Russian officials on some cybersecurity and terror measures. The crux of the Beast story is the warning that the Trump administration gave to Russia to help Moscow foil a terror plot early, as revealed by a Russian official in October. Alexander Bortnikov, the chief of the FSB, one of Russia's security forces, recently told the Russian media that the Americans have very recently provided information to us about specific people and plans to carry out attacks in our country. Bortnikov did not give specifics, but it appears that the incident U.S. intelligence warned the Russians about occurred 2 years ago. He added that some cooperation on terrorism continues and exists outside international politics between the U.S. and Russia. "We pay them back and provide assistance and support, including by informing our partners of any manifestations or threats we encounter and the information we receive," Bortnikov added. The Russian intel chief exclaimed that some cooperation between the U.S. and Russia on cybersecurity and terror has continued despite the political sniping between the two countries. The Daily Beast article outlined several other instances where Russia and the U.S. have seen warmer relations when working on security and terror issues that affect the two countries and other nations. But apparently, Patricia Arquette imagines that any cooperation with Russia on any issue at all is somehow treasonous. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook.com/Warner.Todd.Houston.